Kim Kardashian regrets telling Kanye to remove MAGA hat on SNL, calls cancel culture ridiculous. By Paul Bois on December 16, 2021. Reality star Kim Kardashian admitted that she now regrets telling her husband Kanye West to remove his MAGA hat prior to his Saturday Night Live appearance, saying people should be allowed to express themselves. During an interview with writer Barry Weiss on her podcast Honestly, Kardashian recalled arguing with Kanye West prior to his appearance on SNL, begging him not to wear the MAGA hat on live television. "I was very nervous. I didn't want him to wear the red hat. I'm not really a rule breaker," she said. "I remember other people were around and it became a thing where he wasn't going to go on because he wanted to be who he is. I'm very neutral, but that night I was very forceful with him and argued with him like, 'You have to take that hat off.'" However, looking back, Kardashian said that Kanye should have been allowed to express himself given that half the country voted for President Trump. "And now looking back, I think, why should he take that off if that's what he believes in? Why can't he wear that on TV? Half of the country voted for him, so clearly other people like him," she admitted. Watch below. Kardashian said the moment taught her to be a little bit more empathetic for people who just want to express themselves, even going so far to advise people to just wear the hat if they want to wear it. "No matter who is against you and no matter what the circumstances are," she concluded. "I think that it's just admirable and it's just a really cool quality. Even if it's not what I agree with, or even if I would have done it differently, I think it's commendable." During the same interview, Kim Kardashian trashed cancel culture as the most ridiculous thing by destroying people for past infractions. "I would never be me," she said. "That's why I think cancel culture is the most ridiculous thing. Because I really do believe in rehabilitation and freedom of speech. I've never really been into cancel culture. I believe that if we cancel someone for something that they had done or said in their past, then we're not inviting them into the conversation to really understand," she continued. "It depends on the situation. You might not care if it's absolutely ridiculous. But it's a fine line. It's what you were asking in the original question, when do you let something go? And when do you have thick skin and not care what people say about you?"